Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome back, you Winter Wonderlanders, to the epic conclusion of A Broad-Wasted Carol, Channing. We know that making your way in the world today takes everything you've got, and you don't want to wait for your lives to be over. You want to know right now what happens in the final installment of the classic well-known tale. We know that by the time you've got your books and you give yourself a look, you're at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. But it's all right, because you're...
Brian, dude, those aren't musical references. Those are...
Throwback TV theme song references. I know. I was just thinking, we've been doing so many musical references, it might be fun to switch it up.
And those relate to the holidays or Broadway, how?
Well, because one, each of those shows had a delightful yearly holiday-themed episode, and everyone looked forward to them. And two, because Balky from Perfect Strangers was in the Sondheim Review putting it together on Broadway.
I mean, he's not wrong.
George Hearn won a Tony for putting it together.
Well, then all right, then. Why not?
Yeah!
So no one told Scrooge life was gonna be this way.
Scrooge could turn the world on with his smile. Scrooge could take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
Oh, Kevin. All right, Brian, go get ready for your part.
Oh, right, I have to go. Can you please, thank you.
When we last left off, Scrooge and the Toast of Broadway present had left the humble holiday cheer at the Cratchit House and were headed to another holiday celebration.
With much ado about nothing, here's the epic conclusion of A Broad-Wasted Carol.
Channing!
Enjoy.
Great.
Scrooge, welcome to Avenue Q.
Why have you brought me here, Spirit?
I thought you'd like to see the party you've been missing all these years. This building here on this side street, number 55 Rue Plumet, apartment 24601, is the home of your niece, Fred.
All at once, I'm several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where Fred lives.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
And with a wink and a smile, the Toast of Broadway present turned, and Scrooge found that they were floating upward. They climbed higher and higher. They climbed till the entire sun shone on their faces. Then they...
Psst.
They magically floated...
Psst. Kimberly.
What, Brian, what?
You're in this next scene, too.
Oh, God, you're right. Kevin, take over!
Wait a minute. Mrs. Cratchit is not in Fred's party.
No, it's her second character.
Second character? I haven't even made an entrance in this story,
Kevin,
and she is
Kevin,
a second
Kevin,
character?
Kevin,
what?
Wait, Kev, I am positive, and try not to get upset, but I am positive your epic part is coming yet.
Really?
Kev, I'm positive.
She's positive.
Positive.
Oh my God, you guys.
Now shut up and read the narration.
Okay, great. Where is she? All right, here, okay. Scrooge and the Toast of Broadway present magically floated through the walls of the fifth floor walk-up and found themselves in an apartment completely furnished by IKEA and covered in photos and knickknacks. Six friends were spread around the room and completely wrapped up in what Scrooge quickly recognized was a game.
All right, all right, all right. It's my turn.
Oh, I do love when it's Fred's turn. She is the best at these games.
Please, my love, you'll make me blush and lose my focus. And I need one more point to win.
No, it takes 2 points to win.
But you said...
I've checked my math and I'm sorry. It takes 2. I thought 1 was enough. It's not true. It takes 2 more points.
All right. Here goes.
Wait, before Fred's fate is decided, does anyone need a cocktail refresher?
Oh,
actually,
yes, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
I love one. Darling!
But wait, what are you drinking?
Someone tell me, when's it my turn? Can't I have a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn.
Easy now. Hush, love, hush. I keep telling you, what's your rush? Wait.
Well, Harpaz, I'd like to thank you both, Fred and Fred's husband, for having us over for the holidays.
Kevin, really? Fred's husband? I don't even have a name?
Do I have a part?
Touché.
I think you mean tushy. Let's just keep going.
I love coming here for the holidays. It's a jolly holiday with you, Fred.
To Fred, to the holidays, and to Fred's husband.
Island.
Cheers!
Okay, now you can have your turn, Fred.
Thank you.
After our Game Master Kimberly refreshes us all on the game's rules.
This is the final round of the Lights of Broadway show card Heads Up. When we start the timer, Fred will place a show card on her head without looking at it.
I won't look, as long as you all don't give me terrible clues so it's impossible for me to win.
And to win, Fred has to correctly guess two cards.
I'm so excited.
Here we go.
Oh dear, this is a hard one.
Come on, someone give me a clue.
There are three people. Can I say that?
The Schuyler sisters! The Mean Girls! The Heathers!
No, they I don't know what they do. Does anyone know what they do?
How do they not know who they are?
None of you are helping!
I think they're on the radio?
They call their guests friends of the show.
The girl is rather pretty.
They do these ridiculous pun-filled radio plays.
You can't make them hear you, Scrooge.
Oh, I know. The devilishly handsome one who's always wearing the black FSU hat backwards.
It's the Broadwasted podcast! Yes! Next card!
Who the hell is Broadwasted?
Next card! Up here!
Oh, no. This can't be good.
Oh, it's perfect. All right. Let's see here. This person is a more ferocious animal than you'll find in The Lion King.
And colder in his heart than the magical world in Frozen.
He lived his life on Easy Street and never cared for anyone with a hard knock life.
When people see him, all they feel is loathing, unadulterated loathing.
Oh, I know.
Well then, make a guess.
It's my Uncle Scrooge.
Good job.
And I can't believe it. She's done it again. She's beaten all of us. For what? The fourth holiday in a row?
Oh, my dear. How can you stand it?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm in love with a girl named Fred.
There it is.
But if I might be serious for a moment, I propose a toast to my Uncle Scrooge. My mother, his sister, dearly loved him. And since I never got to ask her why, I love him too. And I know if he ever took the chance to dine with us and got to meet my wonderful husband, I just know he'd love our company.
Oh my God, yeah, we're delightful.
To Uncle Scrooge.
To Uncle Scrooge.
And with that, the party faded away, and Scrooge and the toast of Broadway present were suddenly standing in a dark, gloomy place. The hairs in the back of Scrooge's neck stood up when they realized where they were. The cemetery.
Spirit, please, take us back to the party. Why have you brought us to this desolate place at the holidays? Oh, Spirit, your hair. It's turned white, and you look so old.
Come to me, Ticket Feaser. The light is fading. Don't you see the evening star appearing?
That bright star there? Spirit, there appears to be some kind of creature moving under your coat of many colors.
The spirit suddenly threw back his robe, exposing...
Kevin, this is a family show.
It is a family show. I took this directly from the book. Ooh. The spirit suddenly threw back his robe, exposing two demonic-looking children.
Spirit, what are these hideous beasts?
These are the unwanted and uncared-for offspring of mankind. The boy is ignorance. A child brought up in a world where budget cuts and lack of necessity have led to the removal of arts education in schools. The girl is want. The horrible fate of so many people without the valiant work of organizations like Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. Beware them both, but beware the boy more. For ignorance is the enemy of everyone and the downfall of all.
Is there nowhere for them to find peace?
Are there no orphanages? Are there no chain gangs?
Spirit, please. I'm frightened of what is coming next. This place and... Spirit, it started to rain.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. Goodbye, Ticket Feaser.
Wait, no, Spirit, please don't leave me alone.
But Scrooge wasn't alone. A shadowy figure towered behind him, freezing the surroundings with his icy cold silence.
This is it, Kevin!
What?
Your part! The toast of Broadway yet to come!
What? No!
No? It's perfect! This is co-starring material here. One of the three toasts? That's like top of the resume kind of stuff, Kev.
I know, I'm jealous.
But guys, The toast of Broadway yet to come is a silent part.
It's a giant guy in a black hood who points at stuff.
And you're a giant guy in a black hat.
And you point at stuff all the time.
No, you're pointing right now. No, okay, no. It's not fair that I don't have any lines that I'm going to be pointing. It's a radio play.
Right. Brian, tell him how we're going to fix that.
Sure, Kimberly. Kevin, we decided you could ad-lib.
Three times.
Three times, total. Like a game and a roll. A roll game. A game roll. Like sushi. It's a game roll.
But how can I ad-lib lines for a part that is specifically written and portrayed in every version as a silent character because the future hasn't been written yet, so it can't be spoken?
Oh, that's why they do that?
Yeah, and that's like a big part of the Christmas Carol.
Channing! Sorry. Wait. Carol Channing!
What?
You can ad-lib three times, but only as Carol Channing.
And the title change finally makes sense. It's brilliant!
You're welcome.
Wait.
What?
Does this make me the title character?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Scrooge turned around and looked up into the dark, robed figure looming in front of him.
Spirit, are you the toast of Broadway yet to come? The spirit that I fear most of all. I feel your fingers cold on my shoulder, your chilling touch as it runs down my spine.
The spirit said nothing,
but it's so nice to be back home where I belong.
Well, that's one.
I'm bewitched, bothered, and bewildered by your sudden outburst, spirit, but I shall follow where you lead on. What? What are you pointing at? Those two producers over there, smoking cigars as they walk through the cemetery? But I don't know them.
All I know is that he didn't leave his money to me.
Me either. I heard he had left it to his niece, but she wouldn't take it. Said the old man never shared anything with her in life, so she wouldn't share anything in his death. She didn't even come to the funeral today.
So who got the money?
Some man named Jean Valjean. No, wait, he changed his name. The name who owns the factory, the mayor. Didn't have his paperwork in order, but he seemed like he needed a break. He had a kid.
Money is like manure. It's not worth a thing unless it's spread around encouraging young things to grow.
Before the parade passes by, I gotta go and taste Saturday's high life.
And that's two. Only one left. Make it count.
Those producers talked with such dismissal for the man who had died. Surely this is to show me that if I don't change my ways, I could share in this poor man's fate. Now I understand, and it's time to leave the cemetery.
But before Scrooge could move, a strange group of people approached. Scrooge realized with a sickening feeling that these American idiots were about to share something he had to hear.
All right. Be as unassuming as possible. But let's see what you got from the old man's place.
Seems poor taste to talk about this out in the open while the dirt over his body is still fresh. Come on, old Joe, let's go somewhere else.
This is one of the most deserted places. Anyone who knows him seemed to stay far away from his funeral. He was no Evita, that's for sure.
I got his center orchestra tickets to the opening night of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Parts 1 and 2.
Holy Carmen Cusack, are you serious?
They were just sitting there on his dresser when I went to collect the body. It was easy as life.
So cough it up, laundress. What you got?
I got the curtains, though I had to fight off a nun who was shouting about making clothing out of them, and then I got these.
His playbill pajamas. You took them right off his body? Left him there in his birthday suit?
He was the happiest corpse I've ever seen.
What's that I smell in the air? The American dream.
How to succeed in business without really trying.
You've just got to pick a pocket or two. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of New York City. I understand now, spirit. take me home.
But the spirit said nothing and simply pointed to something deeper in the heart of the cemetery.
Please, I can see the writing on the wall. I know where this is headed. Before we go there, show me some sympathy, tenderness. I beseech thee, hear me. Okay, spirit, if that's what you want, I will drink your cup of poison. Lead on, deeper into the cemetery.
Scrooge followed the spirit until they reached a tranquil hill overlooking a brook. Scrooge could make out a red-headed woman standing over a very small gravestone with a flower. His heart sank. Off in the distance, a man stood separate from her, deeply grieving.
No, no, spirit, no. That's Bobby Cratchit and his wife. Please, don't say that tapping Tim.
Tim, I have brought you a lily today, for the roses were pale and the petals fell away. The morning mist has kissed your grave. Rest now and sleep. Our secrets we'll keep. Till we speak again, tomorrow. Now, Bobby, I must go pick up the other children from Miss Hannigan's, so I'll leave you alone with him, but try not to be too late tonight, okay?
Oh. Tim.
Spirit, I can't let this happen. I can't let this be true.
I've brought you an extra pair of taps. Cost me half a week's pay. But I know you've probably worn yours out with all the tap solos you're doing in heaven. Now, I can't stay to watch the sunset tonight. I promised your mother I'd be home for the holiday dinner with the family. So, be brave, son. And know that I long to race you to the top of the morning. Come, sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come find you. Climb hills to remind you. I love you. I love you, my boy at my side. Happy holidays, Tim.
If you see him in the streets, walking by himself, talking to himself, have pity. They are going through the unimaginable.
No, not tapping Tim. No, God, you can take, you can give. Let him be. Let him live. If I die, let me die. Let him live, please, spirit. I am changing. I'll be the revival version of myself, I swear. Bigger, flashier, and with all the less than desirable parts either removed or reimagined. Just give me promises, promises that if I change, that tapping Tim will live, and I can SpongeBob away the writing on this stone.
For the spirit had led them to one final gravestone, in front of a freshly dug grave.
I will keep the spirit of the holidays with me all year round and support incredible organizations like Broadway Cares, Equity Fights, AIDS. I will honor Broadway in the past, present, and future, and share love, give love, and spread love. I can change. I can change. I can learn to keep my promises. I swear it. I'll open up my heart and I will share it. Any minute now, I will be born again. Just tell me that this can all be erased.
At that moment, the cloud shifted and the bright light of the moon caused the name on the gravestone to glow menacingly bright.
Ticket fees are Scrooge. No, spirit, please. Speak to me.
I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lies.
No!
Holy crap, Kevin, that was amazing.
I blacked out for a second. What happened?
You did great, kid. But your part is over. Scrooge is back in his bedroom.
He is?
Yeah, and he's about to wake up in 3, 2, 1.
Wait, did that really just happen? Have I actually understood? I jumped over the moon, a leap of moon!
He's back!
I'm home. Oh, I can't believe it. They did it. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. They've done it. Charlie and the spirits be praised, they've done it. Oh, in one night. Or have they? What day is today?
Scrooge ran to the window and threw it open and discovered the caroler down below.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no, not you again. I'll push off.
No, wait. What is today?
Today? Why, today's... Well, I'm not really sure, because we're not getting specific about anything other than it's the holidays, so really, it could be a variety of days. But for the sake of this story, let's say it's the day you can't believe it actually is.
Is it really that day? I can't believe it. The spirits, they did it in one night. Oh, but of course they did. With them, anything goes.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Listen, Caroler, dear friend, I need your help. I will pay you handsomely.
How handsome we talking here?
Stephen Pasquale Bridges of Madison County handsome.
Yep, I'm in. So, what's the plan?
Well...
About 30 minutes later, well, 40 because of train traffic ahead of us, Scrooge arrived at a building he now knew all too well in Washington Heights, the home of Bobby Cratchit.
Won't Cratchit be surprised to see me? I bet he'll feel like he's losing his mind. All right. Back to being wicked. Cratchit. Okay, I'll ring the buzzer. He'll be surprised, all right.
Hello? Who's there?
Cratchit! I'm standing out here in the snow. Now you get out here this instant! No!
Mr. Scrooge...
Or do you want to spend the rest of your holiday unemployed?
Sorry, Mr. Scrooge. I'll be right down.
Oh, that man is such a...
Hello!
All right. Keep it together. Okay, here he comes.
Mr. Scrooge, what are you doing here?
Well, I couldn't let this go on for a single day longer, Cratchit. I have had enough of how things have been going with you.
But, Mr. Scrooge, it's just one day a year. I promise I'll be back at work, bright star and early tomorrow. I promise.
No, I don't want to see you at the office the rest of the week. Because you are no longer my assistant.
No.
That's right. You're now my partner.
Please, Mr. Scrooge. No.
What? You're my partner. And effective immediately, your salary is tripled. You now have a full benefits package.
But, Mr. Scrooge, I don't understand.
And I'm officially taking on the financial obligation of tapping Tim's medical expenses.
I don't know what to say. It's hard to speak my heart.
And his arts education. Because every child deserves to discover themselves through the arts.
All right, Mr. Scrooge, I've kept my mouth shut long enough.
My love.
No, you listen to me, Mr. Ticket Feaser Scrooge. You better have a bloody Andrew Jackson good reason to come up here and interrupt my family's holiday meal.
He came to make me a partner, give me a 300% raise, and pay for Tim's school and dance lessons.
Well, that's not a bad reason at all.
Ah, remarkable. Right on time. Now, Mrs. Cratchit, I know you are a phenomenal cook, so please take no offense, but I thought you might enjoy some help. So, I've had every item on the menu at my favorite Thai restaurant delivered here. And, for dessert, I've bought everything that Lulu's Pie Shop sells.
Mr. Scrooge, I am eternally in your debt.
Please say you'll come upstairs and join us.
Oh, I wish I could, but I can't. I have other plans.
Mr. Scrooge, we're hoping that calling us to meet you here was not some kind of trick.
This season is a very busy time of the year for us.
I know. And I regret that I was terribly rude to you before in my office. So first, I wanted to give you this check. My donation in the amount of...
Holy...
No!
Mr. Scrooge, are you sure?
There's a lifetime's worth of back donations in that amount. And if there's anything we could do to help you today, I thought my family could volunteer to help with you.
Why, of course. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Just then, Tapping Tim poked his tiny face out from behind the door where he'd been listening and smiled.
And bless my soul. Hark, is on a roll.
That's right, Tapping Tim. That's right. Bless my soul, Herc is on a roll.
Scrooge kept his word and was a better man than anyone ever expected.
His kindness and generosity were legendary, and he quickly became a second father figure to Tapping Tim, who was able to make a full recovery and grow into a strong, talented dancer who always booked it.
And from that year on, every winter holiday season, Scrooge gathered with the Cratchits and Fred's friends and volunteered with Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And before they sat down for their holiday meal, Tim would say,
God bless us. Everyone.
Really? I thought we'd replace that line with...
Yeah, but you can't really do a spoof of a Christmas carol...
Channing! Sorry.
...without including the most famous line.
Ooh, and it's the name of a song in the Alan Menken musical version of A Christmas Carol.
Channing!
So it totally counts as a pun, too.
And that, folks, is the end of this tale. Thanks for listening to A Broad-Wasted Carol.
Channing! Sorry. Oh, wait, that one worked. Thank you to our amazing cast of Friends of the Show.
And thanks to all of you for listening in. We hope you have an amazing holiday season. But before we go and exchange gifts, here's info on how you can give a gift that matters this holiday season.
Hey, everyone. Happy holidays. My name is Jenna Ushkowitz.
Aaron Albano.
Kara Lindsay.
Leslie Margarita.
What's up, y'all? This is James Monroe Iglehart.
Jam Strong Johnson.
Telly Leung.
Adam Kaplan.
Haley Pachim.
Hannah Ellis. Sarah Marie Jenkins.
Alana Levine.
Jillian Pensavalli.
Robbie Rosell.
This is Mo Brady.
And Nika Graf Lanzaroni.
Andrew Brightus.
My name is Squiggs.
My name is Caesar Samayoa. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS helps men, women, and children across the country and across the street receive life-saving medication,
healthcare, nutritious meals, counseling, and emergency financial assistance.
Since 1988,
Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS has raised more than $285 million
for essential services for people with HIV and AIDS and other critical illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C.
They've also awarded annual grants to more than 450 family service organizations nationwide.
The great Jonathan Larson wrote,
share love, give love, spread love.
Please donate now to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS
and help everyone to celebrate this season of love this holiday season.
To give your holiday gift to Broadway Cares, visit donate.broadwaycares.org/broadwasted.
Don't throw away your shot to make a difference.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for supporting BCEFA.
Happy holidays!
And may your 2018 be as bountiful as Laura Dern's 2017.
Happy holidays from all of us at Broadwasted. And as we finish every episode,
zoo-doo-wah-bomb!
Cheers!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.